late. Where do you want to go? Very precise and unbelievable. It felt like you were in an elevator when she was flying. Really, really consummate pilot. You know the old joke about if you're taking your biennial and they pull the power, look below you because that's the only place to land? Eloise did it over forests, lakes, plowed fields. Not cities, but she probably thought about it. If it hadn't been for water towers, I probably never would have known where I was on cross country. I couldn't remember the wind. I couldn't remember north, south, east, or west. There was probably not enough iron in my system when I was growing up. She pulled the power one day, and I looked down, and I saw, for once, a beautiful field. As I got lower and was building my pattern, it suddenly realized that I was landing downwind, which she would have told me about. And the lower I got, because I started to rebuild my pattern, it was a plowed field, and I was going across the plow. How can this possibly end terribly smoothly? So I kept adjusting it. We were getting lower and lower and lower and lower. Now, I should have known this was coming because one of the first lessons I had with her, I was looking at a hawk that was just kind of glaring at me and in front of the 172. And she said, "That's my pet hawk. He owns the runway. We let him win. Don't hit the hawk." Okay, so she kind of used the rudders and got around the hawk, who was still glaring, by the way. Well, the lower I got, I finally had it, so I was landing into the wind, and the furrows were headed about the same direction, and then I saw a pasture ahead. So I lessened my descent. There were cows in the field. So, of course, Eloise said, "Don't hit the cows." Like I would have, right? 5 feet off the ground, still, rigidly on the throttle. 3, 2, I was flaring. Cows were looking like they would never give milk again. I learned how to use the rudder to steer because there wasn't enough room to use the wings to do anything. Finally, I truly was flaring. "Your airplane." "Okay. I'll handle the flaps." I did my first over a 50-foot obstacle that day. The tree did not look friendly. Speaking of trees, she had thought of ways to land in forests. She said, "Well, you get real slow, and at the last second, you pull back and you just drop in, and the wings will probably catch at the top of the trees. And you know what? You ought to carry a rope with you so that you didn't have to climb down the trees." Water was very similar. She said, "Get as slow as possible and try to spike the tail in and ease it down like this would probably work." She also said, "Well, if you've got a pasture like the one we did the other day, and there are two trees, try to hit them equally with both wings to rip them off simultaneously, and the engine would probably not come around and swat you to death." And she was serious. She'd actually thought of every imaginable different way to make things safer and smoother. I typically was hard on myself, and I found that by accident, she was more comforting to me than I was to my own skills. I remember I bounced. I leveled off perfectly at about 3 feet and dropped in, and I was honked. And she, who also would pick up the radio when they were doing ATS and say, "Make it 2,500, not 3,000, and they say, "Thank you, Eloise," and they did it. I was berating myself, and she said, "Oh, hell, we're going around. Your airplane." Took off. I did the approach. She said, "My airplane," leveled off at 5 feet and bounced down the runway. She said, "I've flown 40 plus years. I have bounced many times, and I am likely to bounce 25, 30 more." She then said, "Pull over." Got out of the aircraft, said, "First solo. Don't forget where I'm parked." Oh, of course, you know the answer. I made the smoothest landing I've ever made, and she had a bigger grin than I did. I miss her. When I taught acting, the last thing I would say to my classes was, we have to be smarter, more prepared, earlier, stay later, and generally be perfect. Because if not, the job goes to the producer's daughter or boyfriend. Women have always known this. I'm pleased to announce our first speaker, who is going to introduce tonight's moderator. We're going to introduce her in a slightly different way. Roll it.
There's this one boy. He said, "You can't be a pilot because you're a girl. Girls can do as much as boys can." My name is Taylor. I am 10 years old, and my wish is to be a pilot. It's more like I need to be a pilot.
Ever since I can remember, Taylor's wanted to be a pilot.
Mom, where are we going?
That would have to do with your career. Where would you like to go?
The World Court.
Are you excited?
Yes, and I'm also hungry. I'm excited. Wow! That's super low to the ground. Mommy, did you see that?
Welcome to Worldport. My name is Captain Gloria Hatcher. We got a UPS uniform for you.
To be a good pilot, you have to have strength. You have to have good mind. You have to know how to engage people.
Hello, this is Taylor. This makes you go down, this makes you go up.
Ready?
Yeah.
Go back.
Wow.
Hi, I'm Captain Dave. Would you like to go flying today? You set?
Yeah.
You see out okay?
Yeah.
So I'm going to take my hands off. You're flying.
I'm flying.
I haven't touched the yoke in a minute and 30 seconds. You've been flying the whole time. You're a natural pilot.
This is the best experience of my life.
It is amazing, isn't it?
I just feel like I could fly forever.
Yep, I know the feeling.
33, 35.
Can you help me land this?
Yes. We made it. Your first landing.
I think we make a good flying team.
I think we do too.
There are flights that are very special to a pilot. The first one is today, your very first flight. I have 18 years left until I retire. You'll be 28. So your goal is to fly my last flight with me in 18 years, all right? I really enjoyed flying with you today. It's a special moment. Don't cry, it's a celebration.
I'm happy.
You should be happy.
This is what I want to do when I'm older. This is who I am.
So here to introduce a group of ladies that do it smarter and better and faster than everyone else. Taylor, come on out. Taylor Peff.
Hi everyone, I'm so grateful to be here today, and one of my favorite things about Oshkosh is getting to meet all the people here and getting to meet all the new people here, and um, I'm about to introduce to you one of the people who has done who has an amazing story and is awesome. Olga Custodio.
Thank you, Taylor. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'll take this. Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the 11th annual Women's Venture Celebration of Powerful Pilots. Tonight, I have the honor and pleasure of having a conversation with seven powerful trailblazers. They're all female aviators. They all started in the military, and I hope to have a great conversation with them. We want to see exactly how they got to where they are, when they started, what inspired them, and we're just going to pretend we're in someone's living room with all of you, and just have that conversation. And I hope that we'll cover a lot of inspirational moments that they have to share with us for you to take home and then share it with your friends too. So thank you once again for being here.